Begin the grand daf and set the Rosh Hashanah daf yirav. Begin the Rav. Begin the Tez Maaz. Begin with the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah, but la avoid mabesin be Mitzrayim. It was on Rosh Hashanah that the work in Mitzrayim stopped from our forefathers. Tez points out that Yeshua, who he holds that the creation of the world and the birth of the others, all this was on Chodesh Nisan. Even so, Ma'id B'ha, he agrees to this halacha of Rosh Hashanah that the avoid stopped, as is brought Bereiv Svarim, as is brought in most of the texts. Now, although the Makis started from Nisan, the Mishpat HaMitzriyim, which the justice of the Egyptians was to be Yud Bis Chodesh 12 months, Kedinam Be'idias, like we learn Idias. So, still, says Taisis, Mekamakim, Le'paska Avoida Tishrei. But still, the work didn't stop immediately when the Makis started on Chodesh Nisan. Rather, continue up to Tishrei, which was 6 months before they redeemed, even though the Makis started already in Nisan. The next Tais Masa that begins with the words because they were judged for 12 months, the Egyptians, and this was 6 months before they were redeemed. So obviously there was an overlap there. The next Tais Masa begins with the Gemara, the Kamasan, the Daitim, the Tzivyonim. The creations were created with their height, with their intelligence, and their Tzivyonim. Which says it's Tzviyanim, Loshen Yev, he says the terminology of beauty. Kamoi, like you find the Pasuk in Yeshaya, La Tera Tzvi, it's a crown of beauty. What does it mean? Because the Derech Behem Achai Ba'ev, the norm is by animal, wild animal, birds, Kesha Gedalim, when they grow, when they mature, Gedalim Benoi, Bekech Bedaz, Bekema, they mature in beauty and in strength and in intelligence and in height. Now, that's what we're saying, as we're saying, the Devin Maslow, because of Ha'ibim Ma'isim Bereshis, and all this was in the acts of creation, but Chalas Yitzras, and this was all in the beginning when it's formed. And Bekula Navkim, the Chesed Tzavam, it says, all this learned up in the word Tzavam, which means Tzavyanim, which was in their completeness, which includes all these different things, because generally it's when they grow, and here is when they were created. Kshinek says, Nasal, to bring the words Digmash, and all the ways of Sani Olam, Nisan is when the Avos were born, that the radiance of the world was born. Ah, Davka, the ear correlates it, although the Pasuk explicitly says ear that's called Ziv, so it says, Kashmir, it's not difficult to get the production, but it's pretty good, explain in the beginning of the paper. And that Bezim Bezim, Masal Hedish Ziv, like from Rashi, that yes, they were born in Nisan, but year is called Ziv because when that month starts, the Ziv Sani Olam were already born, already in Chodesh Nisan. Then the next test, Master, begin with the Gemara, es mispa yumecha amali, the counting of the days I'm going to fill up, which Pesayba Chalik, the Gemara Yibam Stav Don Amal, Omar says, Elosh Neidois, that is the years of the generation, because Baruch Hu fills up the years of the Tzadikim as it was set for them at the time that they were born. Rather, it was on Sukkot, B'Kamalah B'Nisan, and they were told on Nisan that this was the gap that was allowing from one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov to be for the birth of Yitzchak. Which Tosfos says that, which meaning going from Sukkot to Pesach, that could be enough time for a baby. The whole sugya of this topic proves the Tishrei Nimal Avraham Avinu, that in Tishrei Avraham Avinu was circumcised. Why? Because the Perek Hasech is upon the Gemara, but Mitzvah Pei Vav Beis Alma tells us that B'Shlishah Shel Milah, it was the third day of circumcision, Bo Eslam Malachim, is when the Malachim came to him. The Oz Nemalai, and then it was told them this idea of L'Moy Rosh Balachah Kizchaya, that the next Moyed, I'm going to come back to you and you can have a child. And so you see that obviously it was during Tishrei, which we said in Sukkot, he was told this thing. So it was Tishrei, which was a few days before this notification that he had the Mila, or Shlisha the Mila. And actually, in Pekat Rebelez, it actually says that the Mila of Avraham Avinu was in Yom Kippur of Avraham Avinu, which actually says Bahashim. Now, based on that, yeah, it was in Tishrei, but it was actually Yom Kippurim. The Hadam of Bechag, that it says that they came on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Labdav, because not really so precise. Because actually, the Shnei Yom Lefnei Achagah, but actually, it was 2 days before Sukkot. Because Kivin Nimli Yom Kippurim, since the circumcision was Yom Kippurim, so 3 days later, which is when the Malachim came, was actually not Sukkot yet. Although here it sounds like from Agamor when it says that the next Moyed that's reaching was the first Yom Tov that you can have the baby. Now that's actually a few days later, which is actually Sukkot, not Pesach. So this is what they meant to say. The first Yom Tov after this Yom Tov of Sukkot that we're like literally in, because the Ke'ilu Kamei B'Chag, it's like as if they already started Sukkot, since it was only 2 days beforehand, that's what it means to say. But then Tosfos says, he points out, According to what the Gemara concludes, you legislate Shiva when there's two types of Talmudic births, a 7-month baby and a 9-month baby. Now, a 7-month baby, you legislate the Mukatan. Doesn't even have to be a full 7 months. It could be 6 months and a little bit more. So it says, based on that, but Sarah Lashnoya shouldn't move back. So the Gemara didn't have to answer, like it did answer, to say that, oh, the way you could have from Sukkot to Pesach is by having a leap year, because or else, how are you going to have a baby? But Yom to the next. So it says, and because you don't have a full 6 months from Sukkot to Pesach, although that's 6 months, because you have to take away the days of Tumah, because she was a Nida at that time, so you're losing days there. So it says, no, it's not true, because the Chimidlis, somebody made Tumah, even if you take away the days of her Nida that Sarah was in when they came, still, if you think about it, that if you tell me the story happened 2 days before Sukkot, Tavla Nami B'Leil Chamish L'Chag, so she could have gone to the Mikvah, the night of the fifth day of Sukkot, because 5 and the 2 is 7. And the Efshad Yel to be a Machash of Pesach. And so fast forward 6 months, and all you need is a day more, and you're up to, she could have given birth on the last days of Pesach. So you have more than 6 months of a pregnancy. And we said that Shibbol Muktas works. So it says, you're right. Technically, then you could say that, but El Mishum Damin Besed Olam. But the thing is that we bring in the Brisa Besed Olam Mechilta Bapashav Yisub Ben Yisum Anamsis. That actually Betesvav Ben Yisun Al Nesuch. You're right. If it was Achad Shal Pesach, that would work. We know they were born on Pesach. The problem is the Medrash tells us that actually Yitz was born on the first day of Pesach, on the 15th of Nisan. But Miutei Says Teis. However, Pliga Dalch. Actually, those Medrashim actually disagree with our Sugya. Because the Kamanami, they also say that Betesba Benisim Diba Kodesh Bochum Avram. They were actually the 15th of Nisan Kodesh Bochum Avram. And Betesba Benisim Bochum Malachim Nabasir. And it was in the 15th that Malachim came to give him the news. Here he's saying exactly what was in Tishrei. So, anyways, really the Midrashim disagree. Moreover, Tezik Katin says that Remeir Shlech Tzibur, who lived a little bit before Rashi, was from the Chachme Ashkenaz and from the great Paitonim, who he actually was the one who composed Akdamas and Yom Tov of Shuas. Yosef b'Ma'ir Shal Pesach, he made a piyut in the Ma'ir of Pesach the following words: Umatzis afa, the baked matzis, v'yirchub leil chag Pesach, and they ate on the night of chag Pesach, which I was going to Avram when he had the guests that he made matzis for them, and they ate by the Seder night. Obviously, is like this brisa of Seder Olam and Mechilta that the Melachim came to him actually on Nisan, not on Tishrei. And so to Amrim Breish Rabba, we say in the Medrash Breish Rabba that Lushi Vasi Ugris, what is one of these psukim in Tashra V'yera. And it says that they were kneading and making doughs. It was Pesach. They were making matzahs. Now, V'cholhani, the Leisvirle, says all these midrashim don't hold the Lamayid Ashabalacha Kes Chayam, like our Gemara is saying. It doesn't mean that, oh, from here till the next Yom Tiv, that then you're going to go ahead and have a baby. Because this is a Nisan. And the next Yom Tiv is Shavuos, which obviously not having a baby in 49 days. Rather, what it means to say is Lamayid Kesesh Shul Pesach. This same Yom Tiv next year, which is Pesach, Mechid Takamukul is actually translates like this. Keis Chaya, Keis to Akun Kaiman, like the time that you are right now, and the next year, you can have a baby. Now, it says by the Pasha Mila Shatei Lachosar Lamar Haja Bashan Achedes, that says that Sarah is going to give birth for you in this time, in the next year. And the Medrash brings them Tanchuma, Melamet, which is this is right before Pasha Vayir, at the end of Lech Lecha, Melamet Shazog Leslid Bekaisalus teaches that. That he made a marking in the wall. That to Lashon Acheres, the next year, Al Korach to Betesva Benisim Nemar. So obviously it was on Tesva Benisim. And Uboi Biyam Nimol, because this was when this Besurah said, it's that day that it was circumcised. Uboi Biyam Ba Malachim Mashon Azur. And it was on that day that the Malachim came in this year. And it was the following year. So this is, says, Tame, it's a one, because the Chalan, Dami B'Tesh Rabbah, not all those, like an Arasugi that says it actually was in Tishrei, Hecha Bekam Hukra, so how are you going to fulfill the other Pasik that we just brought, L'moy Hazeb B'Shon Acheres, and this time in the next year. How is it possible to say, moreover, that he was commanded on Pesach on Mila, and that he didn't do the Mila on Tishrei, like we said, that the Mila was on Yom Kippur, on Tishrei? Because we said it was next year that he's going to have a baby, and it was a parasha of Mila, so obviously he was a Nisan. But then that means he say he waited 6 months till he did the Mila? We actually learn not Allah, it's actually a Mila itself. It says on this day, which sounds like on this day that he was commanded, he had the Mila. So Ben Tam actually says the Hani Dami B'Tishrei, those that say that all these stories happen in Tishrei, three look at Bishur. Next look at Bishur, Dami that he says, Badis Nevar Oil. The world was created in Nisan. And the next year, was actually in Tishrei, not Nisan. And yeah, Lamoida Zeb Shana Charis, that's going on Pesach. Ulahochi Hadla Pesach, that's why when Pesach came, it's Shana Charis, another year, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan starts a new year. And Lamoida Zeb, what's this Moid? Hain Lamoid Acher means, to the next Yamtiv, which is, Sukkot. Because the Yom Kippurim Amaloi, because actually we set him on Yom Kippurim, the Kagel of Sukkot was close to Sukkot. Kalim, in other words, Lamoid Hazeh, that meaning to say, this Yamtiv of Rishon Shalshan Achez, which is the first of the next year, because in Nisan it started, which was Pesach, and then I'm going to come back to you in Lasor HaBen. So therefore, that's how they're going to have to resolve the Pesukim.